You don't text back.
Do it for your community. Do it for your school. I'll waste all the swabs in the state.
No one wants to text you. I feel like that's a lie. I don't know, I just wanted to.
Grand Centenario? Patron?
The Milagro.
Oh, they have Milagro there?
Yeah, I swear about it last time.
I don't remember the last time I saw Milagro.
Yeah, and then got... I don't know how to drink the Jose Cuervo anymore. But it's this one.
Oh. I feel like Jose is like a solid cheap tequila.
It was iced.
But when I got in, it was frosted again.
I can't bring it up anymore. Joke's on you. They said we're crazy for drinking in an hour. I said yes.
Yeah, dude, and I was always hungover the next day.
Because I already struggled talking.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
You believe that? Kid from Oakland running around believing in fairy tales.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 75 and another Happy Hour with Some Dad podcast. The podcast where participation is optional, but responsibly encouraged.
Bartender, I'm going to need a round of Henny immediately. Like, immediately. Let's get turned, this motherfucker.
I am that host, of course. You love to toast, DC.
My BS meter is at an all-time high.
Joining me, as always, my partner in podcast, that host, you love to ghost, we have Aaliyah.
Hey, guys.
You know the fucking vibes.
All right, thanks for joining us on our first episode of the new year. Sorry for our little hiatus, but we're back. And thanks for continuing to support us. So, of course, those who don't know, we always start the podcast with an opening shot. So if you want to join us, grab something to drink, feel free to press pause and then go grab something. But for now, cheers to you guys.
Cheers.
Round one.
A lot of people like to use Airbnb when they go on vacation or just a little quick getaway. I know when I book through Airbnb, I like to go through all the pictures, see like what's around the area, all the amenities of where you're staying, and which is exactly what this person did. Her name is Desiree Baker, and she was visiting New York. She found a nice little place, and the view was pretty amazing. I think it was like a view of the city. And she opened her window. The room that she was staying in was actually ground floor. It wasn't like an upper floor or whatever. And when she opened her window, it was actually the outdoor seating for a restaurant. Mm-hmm. So right outside her window, she could see a couple dining.
I'm in New York City right now at my Airbnb. These are the pictures from online, like two beds, nice view, whatever, in a good location. This is a little better close up of like the window and the view that we thought we had. I roll up the shades, there's no buildings. We're in a restaurant. Like, let me show you.
Okay, I'm turning on the lights so that you guys can see. This is the room, and this is the shade, but I need to shut it off because I'm scared they'll see it. Okay, look at this. That's a restaurant. That's two people eating dinner. I don't know. They definitely can't see us.
What would you do? Would you immediately complain?
Probably not.
So you would just suck it up and be like, all right, like, damn.
Yeah, I wouldn't open the window and check. No, I would probably say something. I'd be like, you guys deceived me from the viewings, but I would still stay there.
I mean, yeah. I mean, what else are your other options? You're going to, because I don't think you're going to give you a refund.
Why not? Can they credit
you? Would you try out that restaurant?
I'll search it up and look at the menu. If it's my liking, then yeah.
Lazy enough, would you go to the restaurant through your window?
I don't know. I don't feel like they could open the window. That. Why?
You don't think so?
No. There's another video. See? That's the restaurant.
These are the windows. This is our room. Do you want a shot?
They gave me a shot. And some salt.
Cheers. Now I'm just going to put them back out the window. Great service.
Oh my gosh. That's insane.
At least the restaurant workers were nice.
Well, I'm sure they're like, damn, they screwed you guys.
What would you do? Would you try it?
It looks like it's just a regular restaurant that's overpriced. Have you ever, well, you don't really listen to other podcasts, but have you ever watched Drink Champs?
No.
So it's this podcast. They pretty much do what we do. They drink, but they interview people and they drink a lot, like probably like 2 or 3 times more than we do. Like, I feel like once we get a lot more listeners, people are going to think we stole the idea from them. Even though they started years before us, but I didn't start listening to it till after we started ours.
Oh, I mean, we could too be an interview style, but we have no one to interview.
If you want to throw down to interview the lady who's like owns that famous donut place in LA that offered, remember?
I don't know who's putting out the pockets for that, though.
All right. So speaking of restaurants, all right.
Restaurants.
Let's talk pizza. Well, not really pizza, but I don't normally buy chicken wings from a pizza place. Do you?
Yes.
Like often? Like you would choose a pizza place over like an actual place that specializes in wings?
I feel like pizza wings and regular wings are different.
You get wings from pizza place?
They taste different from wings from other places. Because other places, I don't know, their hot wings is just different from the Pizza Hut wings.
But I mean, do you ever just get wings from a pizza place if you're not getting pizza?
I've only done that once.
See, that's the issue for me. I feel like if you're not getting pizza, then get wings from an actual wing spot. But if you want wings and you're ordering from a pizza place, then you got to get pizza and a side of wings.
No, I told you, yeah. It has different flavorings. Like sometimes,
are you ordering
just a regular one?
Tacos from a burger spot, or?
But they don't have tacos. People have ordered tacos.
Del Taco. Del Taco has burgers. Wiener Schnitzel has burgers.
And I've never been there.
All right, let's get back to this. All right. California man Mike Vegas ordered wings from Domino's. Did he get a pizza too? Yeah, it says he ate one slice.
In addition,
wings in addition. See, he did exactly what I said.
No,
if you're craving wings when you're getting pizza, then it's cool to get a side of wings. But you're not going to a pizza place just to get wings.
Sometimes you just want the pizza wings.
I ordered some pizzas, and I thought I was going to have a day off. I was going to sit at home and enjoy my relaxation. My phone started blowing up and I wasn't looking at the random messages. I was at work, so I wasn't answering. Okay, wait. So he ate a slice of pizza
and
put the rest away and went to sleep and then went to work the next day?
Mm-hmm.
Before we move on, cheers.
Another one.
No, I think he was off for the day.
But then it says my phone started blowing up and I wasn't looking at the messages. I was at work, so I wasn't answering. The calls came from the driver who had delivered his food. He had decided to stash some cash in a wings box before heading to the bank. That delivery driver is an idiot then. Why would you put it in a pizza box? Put it in your glove compartment, or I don't know. Like, this is just a disaster waiting to happen. Put your money in a pizza box. You should know by that you might get confused and accidentally, if you're delivering pizzas, you might mix up the boxes. Clearly, he had forgotten that he had put the cash there and had ended up delivering it to his final customer of the night. About 5 a.m., I got home from work and went to my refrigerator and pulled out what I thought were wings. Turned out to be $1,300.
Dang.
Wait, so Domino's puts the wings in a pizza box?
Yeah.
Domino's
put everything in a box.
Okay, so I don't think I've ever gotten wings from Domino's, because I'm pretty sure I've gotten wings from Pizza Hut and it comes in like a different box, not a pizza box.
Container?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really like a big pizza box. It's like the half ones. I want to say it's not in the square form. It's like a rectangle. You know, like if you got like garlic breads or garlic knots, it would be in those like rectangular boxes.
Is this a would this be a dilemma for you, or you know exactly what you would do?
I don't know, because I would want to keep it, but then I feel like unknown money comes with bad karma.
For me, it's not a dilemma at all. Like, if I didn't know who it belonged to, then yeah, for sure, I would keep it, no doubt. But if I know exactly where it came from and who it belongs to, then I would give it back.
I would be scared. I don't even like picking up money on the street.
Mr. Vegas decided to return the cash, and the Domino's Pizza general manager was very grateful. So to show his appreciation, he told Mr. Vegas that he gets free pizza for a whole year. When someone tells you you get a certain item for a whole year, how many times do you think you're allowed to get it within that year? Because I feel like saying you get free pizza for a whole year, that's kind of general, but I feel like they are implying that it's only once a day for a year. But if you're going to tell me it's free for a whole year, like in my thought is, okay, I could get as many as I want for the whole year.
I feel like they're telling us, like, you know, the standard that, but then they're telling him the clauses, the fine print of it all. You know, but I see, I would say once a day, because one pizza, that will fill me up.
Would you actually take advantage of this offer and get a pizza a day?
I don't think I would. I would feel like I would get tired of it.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I feel pizza is one of those things you can't really get tired of, because you could always mix up the toppings.
Not that I don't like pizzas. That's just like, if I had to choose between different items and pizza was on it, I wouldn't choose pizza. Sidetrack. We went to the movies last weekend or 2 weekends ago. And we had to show our vaccination cards, and I didn't have mine, so I had to go on the lines. Oh. I searched for it on my Kaiser, but
every time I go... You didn't get your digital?
Okay, it says that I could download it and to just press the download button, but I don't see the download button. I don't know if I'm an idiot or...
You are
if
an idiot. It's so easy.
The app is not showing it to me.
Which app? What app?
My Kaiser app. Because it has like a vaccination part.
No, do this.
Mine don't have a download or export.
No, go to where I'm sending you, not through Kaiser.
Why not? Kaiser's my friend.
There, go there. And then you enter your info and it'll show you your digital vax card. And then you can import it to your Apple Pay. You have yours poured, or you didn't pour it again? I'm pouring it right now.
It's already poured. I was just checking on my pomegranate. Cheers.
Cheers.
Another one.
All right, I'm going to sum up this from what I remember, since the link's not working. Did you get to this one, number 7?
No, it's not. I told you.
All right, so this kid, I don't remember if he was a kid or not, but he would complain that at night, he would hear cockroaches in his room, and his parents didn't believe him. So what he did was he started catching all these cockroaches. Like, he would kill them and then just keep them all until he had enough that he could dump all of them on his parents' bed, since they told him to just suck it up because there's no cockroaches or whatever. So that was his way of getting revenge. Here are the cockroaches that you didn't believe were attacking my room. I thought that was genius. Like, I don't understand why you would just disregard him. Like, why would he make that up?
Yeah.
I mean, it is pretty extreme what he did. I feel like, I don't know if he tried to just show them like a few before he decided to do this. Like, oh, here, I found this one, or I found these few or whatever, before he actually dumped the whole thing on their bed. I support it.
So he he found them and slowly collected them.
Yeah. Until he had enough to put all over their bed.
No, they don't die if they're in the jar.
No, I told you he killed them. And then he's not going to drop live ones there, dude.
I know. That's what I was in my head. I was like, why would he drop live ones when it's just going to crawl back to wherever it's going to go? And
Would you rather live in a house that's infested with cockroaches or rats?
I'll take the cockroaches.
I feel like they have no shame. Like the rats will try to stay hidden like until the night, but the cockroaches will just take over.
I feel like the rats are harder to kill.
Obviously, because they're bigger and they're quicker, right. I would think.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they be? They got legs. They got a tail.
Cockroaches have legs, doofus.
Leave me alone. Have you ever had to use this, whatever this is, the code?
The QR code?
Uh-huh.
No, because I don't need anyone to scan it.
So when you did this, will it show my booster?
It doesn't show mine, but because my booster, I didn't, like, it wasn't,
through the same person.
Yeah. So maybe yours, does it show yours?
I'm doing it next week.
Oh, yeah, true.
So I will see it. Maybe you have to redo it. Yeah.
No, but I mean, like I tried when I accessed it again, it's not like it had a new thing on there that showed the booster. I read this thing where, I don't know if he's the minister or whatever the hell they have over in France. But he said, I want to make life as hard as possible for those who are unvaccinated.
Shit.
Like, I support you, buddy. All right, let's move on to the next story.
Better for make yourself, though.
No, I'm saying it got all better, right. So it shouldn't
be. So we're watching this guy eating waffles for breakfast, and he's struggling to cut the waffle. He's like, what the hell, dude? This thing ain't cutting.
Why?
Well,
what the fuck is that?
And what does he find underneath his waffle?
Baby.
What is that?
What did it look like?
Why is it my food?
It's a test. It's a pregnancy test.
What that mean? Are you pregnant?
Maybe yes. I just wanted to like surprise you.
But why you mess up my food with that?
Maybe.
Bro, I was just gonna eat good, bro. You just put
damn,
this.
Damn, you sound like you not.
Bro, it's piss on there.
It's not piss. It's the drop kind.
It's piss that go in there, though. I know it's piss, but bro. It's that's not, how y'all get tested.
But it's not that kind though.
Like,
why? Like, you just ruined the whole.
You ruined my food.
Baby.
Man, no baby shit.
Whose side are you on,
Leah? I'm on his side, even though he got really angry.
I am too. It's like, cool. I get it. It's cool. Like, it's supposed to be an exciting moment, but. This guy's trying to have breakfast, and what's he gonna eat now? Now he can't have those waffles.
No, he cannot. And he was already like almost done with it. That was his last waffle.
It was all nice too. It had toppings on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would you decorate those waffles if he can't even eat them?
Mm-hmm. And then she didn't make no sense. She's like, "There's no pee on it. It's the drop kind."
What does that mean, the drop kind?
Because there's one where you like pee on a stick, and then there's the one where you get a cup, and then you there's like a syringe.
And you syringe the piss and you put it on there?
And then there's like you just drop it into like the little circle thing. So it's just that part, but it's like it's still the same thing.
Yeah, there's still piss bacteria all over it.
Yeah.
And then she tried to make him feel guilty when you just ruined his breakfast. Come on, man.
I laughed at that part because I'm like, you, huh? She's like, you ruined the surprise.
Like, put it on something that's not edible, or I don't know, man. Like,
she could have gotten a clear plate and put it under the plate, so when he finished eating, it's right under.
Yeah, I don't know why she would think that's a good idea. Maybe it's like she thinks it's like when people put like an engagement ring in their wine glass or in their dessert or whatever. But it's not like that at all, because there's no bodily fluids in those.
I don't like those engagement ring ones either.
What if you choke on it?
That, yeah, exactly. What if you choke on it? Two, I don't want to eat it, the dessert or the drink, because I don't know where that ring has been. You know, because, you know, the waiters and stuff, they all touch the ring to put it, place it.
Maybe they have gloves on when they put it on there.
I
don't care.
I just don't like it. Just like this, I don't like that. She could have wrote a paper that said it.
All the people commenting are on his side too. Jazz from the bayou. You put a pissy pregnancy test under his food? What made you think this was a good idea? Girl in his food? You ruined the surprise by thinking that was a good idea. And like, I don't see where you would think this would be a good idea. Like, other than the surprise aspect of it.
Like, it was definitely surprised. But yeah, I could think of 100 ways to incorporate food and the announcement without having that there. And it's funny how she still decided to upload it.
Or she could have, like, put it in a Ziploc bag or something.
I don't know. I still would be put off if it's in my plate, though, even if it's wrapped.
All right, so Christmas was a few weeks ago.
Yes, it was.
And a lot of people have different traditions for the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
This woman in particular likes to nap on Christmas Day. So she doesn't like to celebrate with her family. She doesn't like to open up gifts, eat any traditional food. She just wants to take a nap. I grew up watching my mother tear her hair out every year at Christmas time, trying to be Superwoman. And as a result, she would lose the plot and ruin Christmas. So this woman says she vowed never to be that person. And so every year she will buy the children presents, make their favorite food, and have a nap on Christmas Day while her husband cleans up. She added that her husband was welcome to invite whoever he wishes, and she'll provide booze and snacks, but it's up to him to host, because she's not giving up that Christmas nap. So her reasoning is because her mom did way too much during Christmas that it pretty much just burnt her out by the end of the day. So it's up to you how many people you want to have over for Christmas, how much food you want to serve, and, you know, how much hosting you actually need to do. So it's all within. While we make these cocktails, guys, welcome to Power Hour. Cheers.
Another one.
So everyone in the comment section is calling this woman incredibly selfish and lazy. You don't have to make it a huge get-together. You can just have a few family members, a few friends, whatever. Just enough people that you're willing to host and clean up after. If you're inviting way too many people, then yeah, obviously there's going to be a lot more that has to be done.
Okay, but my question is, if she doesn't want to do the host, like, you know, any of the Christmas festivities, like, why are they still doing it at their place? You know, why don't someone else take over?
If they go somewhere else, she won't even show up because she's just going to take her nap.
It's more of a, like, what happens, happens, because my family, they're pretty chill. Well, my mom, she handles all the Christmas things, so we're the host of the family, but I'll be in the room to take a nap. She's taking a nap too.
She can compromise, take a nap after you have your supper, your dinner, whatever, lunch, and then you can clean up after. It doesn't say anything about her husband not willing to to split the duties with her, you know? Like, he can help cook, he can help clean up. It doesn't seem like her mom had the help of her father, so obviously she was burnt out. But how would you feel if that was how your mom was on Christmas? She didn't want to do anything, she just wanted to sleep.
She's sleeping half the time.
Okay, but then you stated earlier she does a lot of the stuff and still gets her nap in.
It's because she wakes up in the morning, like at 6.
All right.
And she cooks until 12, and then she takes.
There you go. Find a middle ground.
But she's 12 is when the guests arrive.
All right. Well, that went off. We're not gonna let it go off again. So let's take this.
It's gonna go off in 3 minutes.
No, change it now to 5. But asshole. We're taking this off of that 3-minute timer. Cheers.
Another one.
Have you tried Popeye's nuggets yet?
Popeye's have nuggets?
Well, I mean, it's more so like a popcorn chicken, but they call them nuggets.
No.
I heard they were just okay. They already got rid of the Meg Thee Stallion sauce because I never got to try it.
I didn't even try it yet. It says it's in for the long haul.
Oh, so it's still there?
I'm guessing.
What do you think about the trend of women shaving their heads?
I don't think it's a trend because I feel like people have been doing that way before.
Well, I mean, isn't it a trend now because famous people are doing it?
Who shaved their head?
Sweetie.
She shaved her head before, though.
What you mean before?
I mean, she didn't shave her head, but with that music video with Doja Cat, her head was shaved. I think
was it?
It was Doja.
I think so. It was. Wait, what's the most you ever spent at a fast food restaurant? I didn't hear you.
Maybe
you
about $70-$80.
And that was that's pretty much the same as me too. Cheers.
Another one.
Cheers.
Well, pro golfer John Daly spent about $446 at Taco Bell through Uber Eats because obviously he was drunk. He wanted something up to help him sober up. 10 spicy double steak grilled cheese burritos, 5 grilled cheese burritos, a beef burrito, and 10 crunchy taco supremes. Along with why do they need to include the sauce packets when that's not charged? Wait, that's it? And that came out to $446? That doesn't seem like that would come out to that much.
Let me pull up the Taco Bell menu. I've done it before.
He posted this receipt on IG with the caption, "Don't drink and order Taco Bell on Uber Eats."
You think he ate it all?
You think it was just him? You think he ordered all of that by himself?
I thought he was very hungry and he's like, "I think I can eat this much. Let me just..."
Do you think he could at least eat one of each item?
I feel like he should.
No, you.
Oh, it was more.
Yeah, see? Wait. This is just their guess.
I feel like I would eat, one of each.
Have you had their grilled cheese burrito?
No, I haven't.
Isn't the grilled cheese burrito, it just has nacho cheese in it? So
I'm pretty sure.
Don't some of their items already have nacho cheese in it?
Yeah.
So it was just they just threw that name out there, but it's not like really different from other things.
It's just on the grill with the grill marks instead of warmed up, you know?
Did you ever find those Girl Scout cookies, the French toast ones?
No, I couldn't find it.
I completely forgot about those, but that article had a picture of it, so I want to see if I can get them.
The official Girl Scout cookie season for Girl Scouts of Northern California starts in 26.
Oh, what the hell? Their shop is just their clothes. Why the hell would I want Girl Scout clothes?
You have a problem.
That was not the buzzer, was it?
That was the buzzer.
Damn. It's
5 minutes.
Cheers.
Another one.
Oh, the Sonic hack. All right. We'll keep up on the fast food. Someone posted on TikTok what they called a Sonic hack in reference to Sonic, the fast food place, and they said you can just pull up when they're about to close and ask them for one of the canceled orders that was never picked up from one of the delivery services. Would you want to eat some food that's been sitting out?
Nope.
I feel like it depends on what it is. Like, I wouldn't mind eating a burger that's been sitting out for 2 hours.
You wouldn't mind?
Oh. Because a burger doesn't really go bad unless it's like super saucy and it gets soggy. But if it's just a standard burger, it's not going to... I mean, I might throw away the tomato because that thing is going to get all nasty. But the rest of it is pretty good still. That's like, true. I wouldn't eat nachos that have been sitting out because it's just going to be soggy. Like, I think it depends on what it is. Then I can decide if I would eat it if it's been sitting out. Well, according to some of the commenters who apparently worked at Sonic, said that it's illegal, not illegal, but it's against their policy to give out canceled orders. I guess the only reason why I would think it would be logical to make that against the policy is because they don't want to risk someone getting sick from food that's been sitting out.
You don't see a problem?
Why? Okay, you're just going to throw it away anyways. So why not let someone at least enjoy it? Cheers. Maybe
another one. Nice.
How I was saying, Lana's was like the new top burger.
Uh-huh.
So I went to Lana's like a week ago, and the burger was still really good. But I don't know if it's better than True Burger still.
I thought you put it above True Burgers.
I did, but for some reason, the second time around, it wasn't as amazing. But I feel like every time I have True Burger, it's always amazing. And you still haven't tried it, you loser.
Where's that at again?
Broadway.
I don't like that area. That's why I never tried it.
Well, you can go there and then you can go to Fenton's.
I think the last time I went was with you.
I went to Fenton's? Oh, with Mike?
Yes.
Damn. That was what, 3 years ago?
Yeah. It's been a while.
Dude, did you see that the guy who invented the cronut is opening a bakery in Vegas?
Didn't you tell me that?
Did I tell you that?
I feel like
I
you told me
something. I posted it on IG, but I don't. When would I have told you that? Because he just announced it like a week ago. I don't think I texted you.
Opening in Vegas? Something else? I feel like you told me something else was opening in Vegas.
All right. So when you were younger, did you ever get tempted to just buy something using one of your parents' credit card?
No, I was scared of my parents.
I feel like it's so... Okay. Cheers.
Another one.
Cheers.
I feel like it's so much easier these days because of all the food delivery services and with mobile pay and stuff, it's so much easier for a kid to use their parents.
Take it?
Yeah.
That's true. Oh, Amazon? You just swipe it, pay, no questions asked.
All right, this 5-year-old in Sydney, Australia, used his dad's phone to Uber Eats thousands of dollars worth of ice cream and cake. Messina, they specialize in gelato and gelato cakes that can cost up to $99. He got 7 cakes, 14 jars of dulce de leche, and 5 bottles of Messina Jersey milk.
Oh my gosh. And,
but unfortunately, when he ordered through Uber Eats, he didn't know that you have to change the address that it's being delivered to, because, you know, most people who have accounts with delivery services, they have multiple addresses on their account. Mm-hmm. And the last address that was used for this account was his father's office. So All this food was delivered to his father's office. His dad got notice of this when he got the Uber Eats notification saying that $1,200 worth of food had been delivered. He drove. Oh, so I guess he wasn't at his office at that time. Okay, so that's what confused me. I thought I was wondering how he used his dad's account if his dad was at work, but his dad was at home with him. So his dad drove to his office, loaded up the car, and packed his freezer full of gelato and left a few goodies for his co-workers.
That's nice of him. Would you try to say that it's fraud? Or would you just, damn, I just lost 1200.
I feel, yeah, I would probably say, oh my, that's fraud. Like, someone stole my credit card or whatever. Well, okay, that wouldn't make sense though, because if it was fraud, it would be delivered to an address that you're not familiar with, and they'll catch you with that. They'll be like, okay, if someone's using your card, why would they deliver it to your office? You know? Cheers.
Another one.
Cheers. I feel like you had a fraud with Uber before.
I think I thought I did once, but then it was Debbie using it.
Oh, didn't you, someone in New York had it, but it was just your sister?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, because my card was on her account.
Was you already, like, done talking to the bank when she said that, or did she, like, call you around and, like, oh, yeah?
I don't remember. I think I did. I think she texted me while I was on the phone, and then so I ended up telling, oh, never mind. It was actually my sister who placed this order or some crap. I think that's what happened. I don't fully remember.
You're probably like, this idiot. I wish this had a video.
Here.
Can I have
another Diet Coke?
By the way, that's my sugar daddy, not my uncle or my dad or anything.
We overheard our waiter and the hostess talking smack about us being out with our sugar daddy, so she confronted him when he came back to the table. So if you didn't hear, she said, by the way, that's my sugar daddy, not my uncle or my dad or anything, since you guys are so curious over there. Both of them got sugar daddy, or I guess it's a sugar daddy for the two of them.
No, I think there's two, because that's singular.
They're talking smack about us being out with our sugar daddy. Okay, so why would she say, yes, we're with our sugar daddy, not our dad or our uncle, when she knows that they know that's their sugar daddy? She knows that the waiter... Yeah, the waiters know that's their sugar daddy.
No, but you know, the waiters, like, they're like, they're questioning it, like, oh, is that the dad? Is that the uncle? Nah, that might be the sugar daddy. Like, that's how they're saying it. That's what they're talking about. They're going back and forth to see which one is right. And that's why she went up to the, that's my sugar daddy, not my dad or my uncle.
Okay. Just
clarifying.
I always wanted a sugar mama.
Don't say it so awkwardly. Maybe that's why you don't have
to. I want someone to buy me stuff.
Me too. Someone can pay off my car.
I heard this this scenario on the radio. This lady, she wanted to invite her dad to a football game. So for Christmas, she bought him football tickets, and it was tickets for her sister, her sister's husband, and her dad. And his dad is divorced from her mom. And then the dad got mad that she didn't invite his girlfriend. But she's saying that she just wanted to spend time with her dad because it's a gift for him. But does the girlfriend of the dad have a point to be angry that she was not invited?
No, she does not.
Why?
I feel like if the daughter wants to spend time with the father, I don't know why the husband is there of the sister. If he wanted the girlfriend to come, he could have paid for her ticket. That's what I'm thinking.
But it wouldn't be together because it was a surprise gift for him. So if they got a ticket for her, she would be sitting by herself.
Did the girlfriend know about the tickets?
No. She found out about it when they gave him the ticket for Christmas. Cheers.
Another one.
If the daughters want to spend time with the father, just the father, and have a day with him, then she should respect that.
Do you think they should have told her what the situation was? Like, we're planning on getting him tickets.
The situation kind of like makes me think that they don't have a really good relationship with the girlfriend.
Well, obviously, like, I don't think, I mean, not to say that people have bad relationships with someone who's dating one of their parents, like, mm-hmm. but I don't think it's ever a really good relationship. Like, you'll never fill the shoes of this parent.
Kylie and Corey.
Who?
Jenner.
Who the hell is the Corey? Kardashian.
Chris's boyfriend.
I don't know who the hell that is. I don't know what they're up to these Chris days, okay? I stopped following them years ago.
They've been dating for years.
Well, I didn't know that. I didn't even know she was dating.
Chris has been dating Corey since the divorce with Bruce. And they are all cool with Corey. They drink with Corey. They go on vacations with Corey.
The only person that I'm up to date with is Kim, just because she's always trending on Twitter, and because she wore Yeezys on a date with Pete Davidson. That's dirty.
I'm also very surprised. He looked like that. He looked like
him. Do you think because he's funny? I mean, I don't find him funny, but.
Maybe I don't think I've laughed at jokes before.
He doesn't seem that funny, and he comes off a little desperate. Or not desperate, but like it seems like he could be like very clingy. Other than when he dated Ariana Grande, he always dates older women, huh?
Pete Davidson?
Yeah.
I don't know anyone before Ariana. He's the only reason why I know about him is because he dated Ariana.
And then he dated Kate Beckinsale.
I know. I don't even know who that is.
Oh my gosh. Slap yourself. You never seen Underworld? The one where it's the vampires against the werewolves? That was before freaking, what's that called? Twilight?
I don't think so.
Have you seen Serendipity?
That sounds familiar.
Oh my gosh.
But maybe it's because that's a TV song.
You need to slap yourself twice now. You not know who Kate Beckinsale is.
She looked like an older, what's her face? From Stranger Things, Elle. What's her name?
You think she looks like her?
She Millie looks like Brown? I don't think it's Millie Brown.
You want to bet?
I don't want to bet. My memory right now is like off the charts. It's not doing anything for me.
Millie Bobby Brown.
It was not just Millie Brown.
Well, Bobby's her middle name. So don't be Millie Brown.
Her name. Do you not think she looks a little like her?
No, not like at
she
all.
Could be the older version.
Nope.
Cheers.
Another one.
All right, last topic comes from Am I the Asshole? I don't like when they don't use their name because I don't know what to reference them as. But this Redditor states that she's been married to her husband Ted for about 2 years, but has not gotten along with his family. Mm-hmm. Last Christmas, Ted and I traveled to spend Christmas with his family, and it was awkward for some reason. After we went back to the hotel room, his mom sent me a list of all the things I've done wrong at her house, like bringing wrong types of desserts and wearing inappropriate clothes and not standing up when guests arrive. Have you ever done that? Like stand up when a guest arrives?
No, I sit and sway.
This year, her husband was only invited to spend Christmas with the family and not her. He told her that his family did not invite her because of last year's negative points. She added that his family thought it would be the best decision and that they did not want to force her to attend the Christmas celebration due to the shocked. What? To attend the Christmas celebration due to the shocked. Oh, I skipped a sentence. Due to the tension. the Redditor asked if he planned to spend the holiday with his family without her, and he said he did because he never spent Christmas away from them. That shows that you don't have a solid marriage. Like, I would get if okay, so if the family doesn't want to spend Christmas with her, all right, fine, we can move past that. But if she's asking him if he plans to spend the entire Christmas with them away from her, and he says yes, then yeah, that's not solid, because he can obviously just split the time. You know, you got to always find a way to compromise, which he's not doing. But moving on, I was upset, but hey, if they don't want me, then I shouldn't force it, and tried to not feel hurt and offended. When Ted got home earlier this week, he asked if his bags were packed and ready to go. She replied that she didn't know. He was upset and expected her to have packed his bags, because she typically does when they travel together. Ted accused her of ruining his arrangements and said she was bitter because she was not invited to the Christmas celebration with his family. What kind of man, like, doesn't know how to pack his own bags?
Right? I feel like if you're expecting your wife to pack your bags, then when you guys weren't together, did you expect your mother to pack your bags?
Right? So,
like,
whenever I'm, like, going on a trip, like, I'll pack my bag, Debbie will pack her bag, and then she'll usually kind of, like, look at what I have packed, and then she'll notice if I'm missing something. But I never have her pack my stuff for me. Like, I feel like, I don't know, man, that's just very childish if you can't do your own packing. Yeah. And it doesn't make sense at all for him to expect her to do it when she's not even going. Yeah, she already expressed how, like,
she felt
it was upsetting that they didn't really want her there, and the fact that he wanted to spend Christmas with them instead of her. And then now he's expecting, okay, all right, I get it, but you should still pack my bags. Like, what a doofus. He packed his bags in a rush and ended up forgetting most of the gifts he got for his family. He's now not speaking to me. This guy sounds like a class A douche.
Yeah. Just ship it out.
The only thing I don't like about these Reddit articles is I want to see what these people look like.
Oh my gosh.
Do you not? Aren't you curious?
Yeah. Because right now I have, like, movie stars.
All right, so put yourself in her shoes.
Uh-huh.
If, first, would you be... Okay, this is the last drink of the night. Kevin, like, you don't have too much that you could just chug this, right?
I could chug it.
All right, cool. Cheers.
Another one.
Would you be able to get over the fact that his family doesn't like you?
What, and just let bygones be bygones?
Pretty much. Because, I mean, you don't have any other choice unless you're going to, like, really try to find a way to make them like you.
How long have they been married again?
About 2 years. Say,
if it's been 2 years and this has happened, like, mm-hmm. this just started, then I will talk to them. Unless I've already had pre-existing problems with them before the marriage, then... I'm gonna keep my
but I mean, like, specifically in this scenario, if you weren't invited to the Christmas, would you take that opportunity to talk to them and try to mend fences and try to get invited? Or you would just say, okay, whatever.
I would want to know why. Okay, if they were to tell me in person, like, not in person, but, like, to me, to myself, even if it's by call, if they were to call me personally, then that might be easier to, you know, talk back. But if they're going through him to tell me, then that would be another issue. You know, lost in translation. I'm gonna feel some type of way. Then I'm gonna be angry.
So you're pretty much trying to talk your way into getting invited to this Christmas.
No, because at that point I'm bitter.
So you just want to know why you weren't invited.
Yeah, but...
They already explained it. They said because of last year's Christmas, you didn't really make a good impression.
Okay, but what about what did I do last year that was so unimpressionable? Was that my first Christmas?
Yes, no, I wasn't listening. They said because she brought the wrong desserts and she wore inappropriate clothing.
Oh, I'm definitely not getting invited again. Okay. Is this family like very conservative then?
Seems like it. Like, what the hell is the wrong kind of dessert? I don't understand. Dessert. If it tastes good, hey.
At my house, you know, they bring stuff. And if it's not something that's desirable, we say thank you and put it to the back. Not put it to the back. We'll still put it out, but like, you know, it's up open to grabs. We don't really complain about it.
You can't really compare that situation because this is your family. We're talking about someone else's family and they probably have different upbringing, different standards than you do. That's what it comes across as. So it's pretty much like, are you willing to adapt to their standards?
Okay, but if the husband knew what the family likes and dislikes, why didn't he tell her beforehand?
He seems like he's just an idiot who's like kind of clueless to me. So I feel like he doesn't know exactly what they're not gonna like.
I wouldn't go to the Christmas party. Uh-huh. But I would still talk to them and ask them why. And mm-hmm. if their response is very, like, you know, self-centered, I wouldn't invite them to any of my stuff.
What about him saying that he's going to spend his whole Christmas with them and not with you?
Okay, I'm going to just put this out. Like, if I'm in another state with him, I'll fly back to my family. And I'm going to tell my family about him. So they don't like him, just like his family don't like me.
Okay. All right. And the last thing. Divorce. So what if you were already expected to pack his bags and stuff? Like, you already knew that was kind of like how he is. Like, he kind of expects you to pack his bags.
Oh my, his mother?
I feel like the first time he tries to get away with that, like, you gotta call him out already. Like, you can't make that a regular thing. Like, that dude needs to grow up. But, like, for me, if I were in her shoes, if they don't like me and they're expecting me to kind of, like,
conform to them?
Yeah. Then, I know when people say when you marry someone, you also marry their family. You know, I'm sure you've heard that saying. Yes, mm-hmm. So like, I'm like, all right, nah, like, I married this person. Like, if y'all don't like me, then it's whatever. Like, I have my family. I mean, she doesn't mention anything about her family she doesn't mention her family at all, but like, I feel like if her family didn't accept him, she would probably mention that as well. But so for me, as long as I got my family and they accept this person, then it's whatever. I don't need y'all anyways. Like, if he wants to go over there whenever, then cool. Like, that's on him, but I'm not gonna change myself for you guys.
So I was like, if that's the first Christmas in a 2-year marriage, then they probably got married early.
I think they didn't really go to each other's Christmases until they were married. Like, they're probably dating and then they would just go their separate ways with their families, like, while they're dating. That's weird. You know what I mean?
Similar to your kind of thing where it's like you meet the boyfriend and girlfriend before marriage and, you know, you go to the family parties, right?
Well, you know, it's not, I mean, that seems really common.
No.
For Asian people.
Yeah.
But that's not really common for a lot of other ethnic groups. So, I mean, it seems out of the ordinary for us.
Do you think changed, like, their dynamic in the relationship?
I don't think it really changed the dynamic. I think it just put things more into perspective because she already knew that he needs to be babied. Like, he needs you to pack his bags. he always takes his family side over her. So it's like she knew these things, but him choosing to spend Christmas with them instead of her just put it more into perspective. Like, okay, like I knew this already, but this kind of like seals it. Like, I know that he would choose them over me.
That sucks to be in that kind of relationship.
Well, maybe she's the kind of person who kind of likes to be in charge. Well, if she packs his bags, that already shows that she has more authority, because it's like if she's doing things for him, he's one of those people who don't really take initiative, who needs someone to kind of push them and like take action for them, you know what I mean?
I'm thinking that he's saying, shut up. He thinks he's in charge because he's getting her to do his things. You know, expecting her to do the clothes.
Okay, that does make sense. But yeah. Okay, yeah. He may think that.
Seeing how he already like told her that she's not going to go and he's going to go alone.
Because he thinks he's making these decisions or he's taking these actions, but in reality, someone else is doing it. Dude, so the last time we recorded, I had this Truly, because I had another seltzer and I had the Truly, and one of them was supposed to be my chaser and the other one was supposed to be my mixer. But then I think I ended up using the same seltzer for my chase and I had enough to make the cocktail. So this thing has just been sitting on the desk since our last recording.
I'm gonna start trying to drink beer.
I feel like you should drink the worst tasting beer first, so it kind of builds a tolerance. Because if you drink something like really good at first, then everything else after that won't taste good.
Do I have to drink the whole thing?
Obviously, what are you going to do? Waste the beer? Like, drink an IPA first, because that's the strongest tasting type of beer.
Can you give me a recommendation?
Because IPA has usually have a higher amount of alcohol than other types of beer, but it doesn't taste that good.
Don't you like IPAs?
I do now, because I mean there's not like really any type of beer that I don't like. Like, I could find one that I like for each type.
Yeah, there was maybe like one or two that I liked. Not liked, but you know, it was durable. I don't remember which ones it was.
That's not even the correct word to use. What's wrong with you?
Durable. Well, where is it?
Stupid.
Well, where is it then?
Bearable.
It was close enough. I got the elbow right. Not close at all.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in to episode number 75. Yeah, don't forget to repost, don't forget to subscribe, retweet, and anything that helps us grow our listenership. We will see you in 2 weeks. So until next time, guys, always want to remind you to please drink responsibly.
Shoot your shots and shoot often.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm a little bit intoxicated.
I respect it.
I'm drinking responsibly.
Peace. See ya.
Bye.
And some damn podcast is the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be, all thanks to you.